your clue yesterday was an interesting one, as many of them are. You said mouth harp?
Yeah, it's a really unique section of a song that I'm going to be playing for you. And if you think mouth harp, I think that will help. Again, this is a great example of a song you would never hear a flugelhorn playing, so that will make it extra challenging. But I think the piece that I've lifted to play for you is pretty recognizable, depending on how your instincts are with this. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go, buds. Anything?
I think I've got something. And what was helpful as I was listening to this and thinking about the mouth harp, yeah. I may have something. It may be a bit of a long shot, but I think I've got something.
Sonny?
Wow, no. So I'm deferring to Paul today. That's good.
Can we hear it again?
Let me play it again. All right. Got some hints for you, of course. Here we go.
I'm cautiously optimistic I know what it is, so we'll have to wait and see.
Let's see if this helps. So would 1987 make sense?
Oh, no. Oh, dear. No, then it's not the song I'm thinking of. Darn.
All right, so 1987, that's hint number one. Hint number two, it's something a clergy person would encourage people to do.
Oh.
Something a clergy person, like myself, would encourage people to do. That's hint number two.
All right.
And hint number three, see how you're doing with linguistics here. The name translates to good Johnny in English. The name translates to good Johnny in English.
Ah. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, your other clues help me out.
Me too.
First thing I heard, mouth harp, I was thinking, and Sonny had mentioned something off microphone about harmonica. My first thought was If You Want to Get to Heaven by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Because
sort of sounds like the harmonica piece.
It does.
But then,
Yes,
so I said, I know what it. But then when you said 87, I said, oh, nuts. Yeah. That's not right. Yeah. But then the clergy piece. What do they want you to do? They want you to pray. Then it clicked in, 87. Yes. So I'm saying, Living on a Prayer from Bon Jovi.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Here's the great thing about having Mike Dow involved. I don't have to give the answer. He can play the answer.
All right, so let's see if I'm right.
Yeah. And the instrument in question is a talk box, which is actually a little effects pedal that was popularized by Peter Frampton on Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And
we
hear Richie's Sambora of Bon Jovi playing it here. I tried to isolate just the instrument. And here now you can hear it in the context of the song itself.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. My brain was really working on all cylinders because the sound and your extra clues, I was able to come to that conclusion. So
good job.
And here's something a lot of people don't know. Just before they recorded that song, John Bon Jovi said, "You know what we could use? We could use more flugelhorn in this song."